I'm Tyler.
I'm Shorty.
I'm Ava.
I'm Miles.
I'm Kara.
Yo, this is Reno.
Hello, I'm Brandy.
They call me Pride Slayer.
I'm Bon Bon Manuel.
And we are the Inner Idiot.
Podcast you're about to listen to has crude language, violence, and other things you probably shouldn't let your children listen to. Please enjoy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is your captain speaking, and this is your captain speaking louder. So don't worry about putting your seats in the upright position. Get comfortable. Put your ear pods in so we can make a landing in your ear holes. And in case of emergency, look at your neighbor and tell them to fuck off because you're listening to Inner Idiot Podcast, the show where we don't know what we're doing with our lives. And if you're listening and you enjoy the show, you probably don't know what you're doing with your life either. But guess what? I'm proud of you for getting up and being a human being today.
Oh.
So, with that said, I'm the host. That's not how I intro myself, but that's all right. I'm the big, the bald, the beautiful, the brash, the bumbling, and oftentimes bastardly Captain Tyler Havlin, and I talk slow and I fly slower.
Look at me.
What?
Look at me.
What?
I'm the captain now.
No. No. Didn't you hear me? This is your pilot speaking.
Huh?
Didn't you hear me? This is your pilot
speaking. Motherfucker, you ain't got no pilot hat. But I got me a fucking captain's hat.
That's the wrong. That's boats.
Yeah,
boats.
Yeah,
not the
airplane. Well, fucker, you ain't got no goddamn wigs.
No.
Exactly right.
You
ain't got no flying wigs, and you ain't got no damn chicken wigs.
Oh, some chicken wings sound righteous right now.
I just had some pizza. Otherwise, I'd be with you on that.
Some chicken wings.
Did you really say righteous?
Good. Yeah.
I'm fucking here for it, bro.
Righteous as a motherfucker. You want wings this weekend? You won't be here. Next up, he is the Lord that's never born.
We didn't.
Huh?
We didn't.
It's okay. It's the moment's past. It's past. There's no clapping for me right now.
Oh yeah, two claps and Ric Flair for MC Tyler Havlin. Woo!
That's Captain Tyler Havlin today.
Okay, next.
He is the Lord that's never bored, the commander of the comic books. He's ain't got a shirt off, and that's just for you, ladies. Lord Shorty Fresh in the flesh, two claps and Ric Flair. Woo! Very harmonized.
Harmonious.
Next up, the Ace of Base. Two claps and Ric Flair of Ace. Woo!
What are those creatures on your hoodie?
The Sanrio what?
The Sanrio characters.
What's a Sanrio?
Sanrio, not sand.
Sangria? That's alcohol, bro.
I'm gonna fight you.
Are you drunk now?
Sanrio.
S-A-N.
De Janeiro.
That's an actor.
De Janeiro?
Oh, no, that's De Niro.
That's a place. That's De Niro. Yeah, that's De Niro.
De Niro.
You know, he's like 80 years old and just had a baby. I mean, he didn't have a baby, but, you know, he was a part of the baby-making process.
He's 80 years old?
Or no, that was Al Pacino. Never mind. De Niro, Pacino, I get them mixed up.
De Niro's 80 years old?
I don't know how old De
Niro is. He's De Faro in life, ain't he?
Yeah. I was thinking of Pacino, though.
Mm. Isn't that a peanut?
That's pistachio. And it's not a peanut, bro. Oh. You know what I learned?
Hmm.
You know Salt and Pepper? Like, not the rap group, like the
this is a fun conversation. Keep it going.
The
seasonings. Well, you can't really call salt and pepper seasonings, yeah, right?
To white people, they is.
All right. Well, anyways, did you know that pepper is actually a fruit?
I don't buy that.
Peppercorns are a fruit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
This is true.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
There's this whole thing behind yeah, man.
How are they a fruit?
I don't know. They're a fruit. Google that shit. Google, is peppercorns a fruit? Or are peppercorns a fruit? proper grammar and shit. Yeah. You're going to be surprised, bro. I'm telling you. And then we get to tell you. Yeah, man.
Black pepper is a dried berry.
See, it's a berry.
Hold on. Calm down.
You said berry.
Who said berry?
You just said berry. It's a dried motherfucking berry.
Like, you were insinuating that I said it before I read it. And that is not the case.
Well, you read it, right?
Technically, peppercorns are drupes.
Droops.
Or stone fruits.
It's a fruit.
Motherfucker, this is two elements in one, dog.
What's a droop? Besides what my eyes do when I'm sleepy.
Is it D-R-U-P-E-S. Droops.
Droops?
Droopays.
I don't know, that kind of sound droopies.
Like cherries and peaches. Droopays.
Is that what they are? Cherries and peaches or droopays?
Droopays.
It's not droopays, is it?
Yeah, you know, the like rupees from Legend of Zelda, this droopays.
Rupees are from India.
Huh?
Also.
India. Yeah, but they're not a real place.
God. Did you know that it's illegal to keep score in Afghanistan?
Why?
Because of the Taliban.
That's good shit. That's good shit.
I stole that joke. I have stole it hardcore. I got a new guilty pleasure.
What's that? Stealing jokes?
Well, that one, yeah. It's this show called Yeah Mad. Not Yeah Man. Yeah Mad.
Like, kind of like Ahmed, but I keep going. Got
it. You've seen Yeah Mad. You just might not know it. It's these Australian dudes, right?
Okay.
And they all sit around, and we got to do a joke episode one time because it's hilarious. But they sit around and they have this game where it's dad jokes, and when one person laughs, they got to take a shot.
No.
You don't have to do it. We just do the jokes.
We can do the try not to laugh thing. That's fine. I'm here for it.
And there's this one dude named Hammo, and okay. He laughs at all. He loses every match. Every match.
I've seen a bunch of videos like this, and they are funny.
It's probably, yeah, man. It's like two Indian dudes, two chicks, a really big Australian guy. There's an Asian kid. You've seen it. I know you have, because I've seen where you've liked some of their stuff.
Maybe.
Dude, they're hilarious.
I know, like, my favorite one is there's, like, a group of black dudes, and they, like, only one of them trips down dark humor. The rest of them are, like, dad jokes and shit.
I know which ones you're talking about.
And they are fucking hysterical, the whole lot of them.
It's like the Son of Simba or something?
Something like that. I don't know. They fucking crack me up. I love them. I love that shit.
What do you watch on YouTube, Ace? What's your guilty pleasure that you don't want nobody else to know you watch, but now you gotta tell us all what you watch?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I usually just watch music videos and shorts whenever I'm bored.
What kind of shorts really get your motor going?
None of them. They all suck.
They all suck?
Then why do you watch them?
Because.
That makes.
She's looking for that one video, the diamond in the rough, you know, the one that makes her giggle.
For me, dude, it's either got to be funny cat videos.
Why?
Because funny cat videos,
no,
like...
No, like, you don't have to be guilty about that.
Well, no, but...
Yeah, you said guilty pleasure. I am trying to think of what my guilty pleasure viewing is.
Maybe... I call, yeah, Matt, you'd have to, listen to more of their content to understand why it's a guilty pleasure. Like, they are dark, and it's great. Good. They're just up our wheelhouse.
Good.
But cat videos aren't a guilty pleasure, but for shorts and like reels and TikTok, ticky talkies and shit, it's funny cat videos or animal videos and then comedy shit. Like, that's it.
Rosemary's is high.
Oh, we got comments. I can't see your comments if you're commenting, but just know if you're out there, we love you. Yeah. So this episode has no direction. So let's maybe.
Rosemary said her guilty pleasures are pimple popping. And surgeries.
Watching surgeries? Like, is that a thing? Like, can you do that in person?
And surgeries. My bad. Guilty watchers.
Okay. Got it. Dude, the pimple popping, like, that's one of those things when I come...
I'd have to go through my life. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's one of those things when I come across it, I can't change it. I don't want to watch it, but I have to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you like the pimple popping videos?
No.
Like, they physically make me gag, but I can't look away from them.
There's some of them that have made me, like, but nothing, like, bad, you know what I mean?
Like, when they take the needle to the blackhead and they just, bloop, and then it just kind of comes out on its own, like a little wormy worm from your skin. It's crazy, man.
Mm. Nah, that doesn't bother me that much. That's all right with me.
All right, so do you have anything yet? You do. And you don't want to admit it. This makes
Hold
it
on.
Even
no,
better.
No. It's not for the reason you think. It's not for the reason you think. Because if it was just the three of us, I would have no problem saying this.
Let me see.
I'll tell you. My favorite videos to watch and laugh are Down syndrome videos. Like, some of them are fairly wholesome, where, like, the three kids like cooking.
I love them.
They're fucking hilarious. But then, like, you have videos where, like, this guy's like, oh man, this car's broke down, and there's a kid with Down syndrome sitting where the engine should be. I fucking lose it. Like, it's so fucking funny. And then there's other videos where it's like this super attractive bodied girl with Down syndrome, and everyone's like, her chromosomes might be up, but so is her body count, like all kinds of shit. Dude, that stuff kills me, and I fucking love it. Like, there was one video of these this group of guys with Down syndrome, whatever, playing music, like one on drums, one on guitar, and everything like that. Nobody was singing, but that probably would have been funny too. But everybody was making names for them in the comments or whatever. It was like, you know, system of a syndrome, you know, down with a syndrome, or, you know, whatever. Dude, like, I was fucking dying.
I love those. That meme I sent you today was gold.
Yes, that was fucking funny. But I can't necessarily say that's my guilty pleasure. But it's one that I'm not, like, readily, like, you know what? I fucking watch for entertainment, right?
The Downsies. You got an extra chromie. You my homie.
That's right. Dude, I love them.
Do you like those? They're hilarious. Have you ever seen them?
I'll show you one right after this.
I'm okay.
It's funny. It's okay. It's okay to laugh.
It's okay to not show me, too.
Boo, Ace. Boo. That's all right. You don't want to see, you don't have to. I'm not going to force it. It'd be all right.
All right. So what do summer's rolling in, right? Right. When is summer? When does summer start? It's not.
Next month?
It's not officially starting.
When is this?
We're still in the spring, so we can talk about this.
Go ahead.
What do you want to do this summer, you guys? What is something you want to accomplish?
June 20th, by the way.
Something you want to do, anything. What is your plans for the summer? Wow, it got really quiet. I really want to go disc golfing this year.
Like I said, we can do that this Friday.
Well, maybe we'll accomplish that.
I can't think of anything that I want to do off the top of my head. I know I'm going to do stuff.
You got any traveling planned?
I'm going to San Diego in a couple weeks, or a month, rather. Yeah, a month.
Man, you do a lot of traveling.
I do.
I'm jealous.
You can do it too.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You just don't try hard enough.
No.
You can.
Adoption's an option, right?
I mean, yeah, sure.
It's up for adoption, then I can travel.
Hmm. Yeah, that's free travel.
Or find that rich grandma. Bag me a rich old lady, then we're all traveling.
Now, see, like, if we wanted to drag... Not drag. We wouldn't have to drag Ace. If we want to drag Ev, like...
No, you'd have to drag Ace.
Where?
Wherever the fuck we want to go. Mm. What the problem is? Mm. What the problem is? You wouldn't have a good time? You'd hang out with Uncle Shorty and Dad and fucking go party? I don't party like you think. I, you know, fucking party. All a party requires is some dice and we're having a good time.
This is facts, though.
Nah, like, we can go out and do some stupid shit and find fun stuff to do.
Cleveland was a blast.
See?
When we went.
See?
And there was zero traditional partying going on.
Zero alcohol. Zero drugs.
Yeah.
And just
drugs.
Two homies hanging out, not doing gay stuff.
Not once.
Much to Tyler's disdain.
No matter how hard anybody tried.
And how hard he got.
You can't say that.
What?
All right, what do I want to do? I want to go disc golf. I've been saying this since, when did we start this show?
I don't know, like 4 years ago, something
2020?
Like that. 2020? Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've wanted to disc golf since 2020. Mm-hmm. What else do I want to do? I want to do a lot of swimming this year.
Yeah, you count me the fucked out.
I love me some swimming.
You like swimming ice?
Indoor.
Indoor?
Indoor's better because there's no bugs. Like, I don't like bugs, and I really like climate control. Mm. Yeah. So, because I've learned, like, this past winter really taught me, because, you know, I always thought I was a cold weather type person, and then the cold came, and I was on my period for 6 months, apparently.
You're like, I'm a bitch.
Yeah. I don't like the heat either, so I like climate control. I like the indoors. But there are things, like, I want to do more cookouts this summer.
You know what? That is something I'd like to do. I would like to do more bonfires.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean,
I need to do more bonfires this year.
I mean, shit, like, it keeps the bugs away.
Do what?
Fucking hate bugs, bro. Bonfires, they keep the bugs away.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to do more shit with my friends this summer.
I do, too. I want my homies to fucking quit being recluses, quit fucking sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing, and when I call them, like, oh, I got family responsibilities. Well, bring him the fuck, too. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. What he's... Yeah, man.
Most of my friends have kids in, like, the five to... How old are you? Never mind. Like, 5 to 13 range, I want to say. Like... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of how.
You're one of the last ones left, ain't you?
Well, Zach and I ain't got kids.
Zach's got cats.
I'm the only, like, free one.
Cam.
Huh? Cam. Yeah, Cake we do. Cake be free. Yeah, but Cake is, like, lazy and, like, doesn't like doing stuff. And I can't blame him. There's some days where I'm like, I don't want to do shit. So.
You know, but he is somebody that, like, If I called him right now, I'd be like, hey, you want to do this? You want to come hang out? He'd do it just because he hasn't seen me in a while.
Yeah, yeah. And I never had a problem getting Cake out.
I don't go to the well very often, but when I really, like, need somebody to hang out with and there's nobody around, I call Camden. What? What are you looking at me
You
like?
Should rotate your homies.
What do you mean? I don't have many homies, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, what you just said, like, if there ain't nobody else around, you call Cake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should rotate your homies. That
when
way-
I say ain't nobody else around, I mean you're at work.
That's your motherfucker, like, I only got one. I got two friends. And, like, I'm gonna call Shorty. That motherfucker's at work. Cake! Don't be upset, you're last, but you're also second place.
Well, it's just because I know not to call him too much. Because once I start bugging him, then he's going to say no. As of now, I call him once every six months.
In all seriousness, as somebody who, like, struggles with, like, feeling left out a lot, even if there's events that you know without a shadow of a doubt that I will not go to, call me and ask me if I want to go. Like, that makes me feel better and more appreciated than anything else.
Here's the thing. If I can go do it, you can't.
I understand. And, like, I get it, like, in that scenario in which, like, you and I have opposite schedules, obviously.
Every other Friday is the only day we both get
off. Yes, I am aware. But, in all seriousness, like, if you're watching... And you're one of my homies.
Invite me somewhere. Shit.
Invite us out. We like to do things, you know, whatever.
We got a bunch of comments. What's going on the comments?
It's all Rosemary.
Oh, it's because Rosemary loves us.
Rosemary's got a bunch of school shit going on. Shorty is straight edge in the party scene, which is absolutely true.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a little pause for the cause. We'll be right back. Cue the music. No, don't cue the music. Hit the button.
I will cue it, though.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And we're back. And we're going to talk about, are these weird summer traditions or just weird traditions in general?
No, they're just weird traditions. In the pursuit of looking up weird summer traditions, there was nothing. There was like the obvious like traditions, you know, campfires and fishing and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I want weird shit. And there was nothing weird, even across the world. And like looking up weird summer solstice shit, there was still nothing. So, which is a huge bummer because several countries, you know, celebrate the solstice.
When is the solstice?
I forget. I just read it, too.
It's the end of July or end of August, right? It's
one something like that. I don't know.
I remember because Ace had mentioned it to me once because I have knocked around the idea for a couple years now not to celebrate Christmas anymore. At least like everybody else does.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to do presents on Christmas. I want to move my Christmas.
To the summer solstice?
To the summertime. And they had mentioned the summer solstice.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I was talking about something.
They did, but
it was a different thing near Christmas.
No, it was in the summer.
All good, no worries.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's hear about your weird traditions.
So, in Spain, they have the baby jumping festival. In the South Village of, I'm not gonna even try to pronounce it, in Spain. A centuries-old tradition involves men dressed as devils leaping.
Are they jumping over babies?
It's literally called the baby leaping, you know, baby leaping.
But they're actually actively jumping over the babies?
Yeah.
Man.
Leaping over rows of babies. The ritual is meant to cleanse the babies of sin and ward off evil spirits.
I have so many questions.
I don't have answers because that's all it says.
What if?
Oh, my God.
Like, chances are if it's rows of babies, they're taking, like, at least a jogging start to their jump.
The image I have has four babies sitting on a mat, laying on a mattress. And, like, it's, you know, two babies, you know, side by side, and then two babies, like, right above them, you know, side by side, you know. So you have a row of four babies.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so first of all, like, I need to know who okayed this.
It's a century old. It's centuries
old. And they still
old.
Do it. You know what other things are centuries old? A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we know...
Are you trying to retire the...
I don't necessarily want to retire it because some babies need to be jumped on. Okay?
Jesus Christ!
But, like, I'm just saying, those babies have no choice in the matter, right? And what if...
I don't think a baby getting jumped on has a choice in it, no matter what.
No, but like...
Whether you think it deserves it or not, Ty, hard fucking take.
Somebody has fell on these fucking babies before.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still doing this centuries later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, part of me is here for it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, my butthole would pucker up so tight. Let's
move up the food chain a little bit.
Okay.
And in Finland,
get worse?
They have the wife carrying contest. This is another fun one. The participants race through an obstacle course while carrying their wives on their backs. The tradition originated in the 19th century when men would steal women from neighboring villages to be their wives.
Oh, shit.
Well, that started off dark.
Like, dude, you know who would be really good at this in their younger years? Hmm. Bill Cosby. Bro.
You're right, but...
Look, all I'm saying is, it's like, look... traditionally women have been carrying the marriage for a long time anyway. So, I mean, it makes sense for us to at least carry them one day.
Yeah. We got this.
I mean, but like, so you get to pick your wife? Like what?
Well, you used to be.
Is this consenting?
You used to be able to pick your wife.
Like they're following the rules of your woman day.
No. Now you just carry your wife.
We're going, look, centuries ago, motherfuckers was jumping over their babies. Today, they're still doing it. Can I go to the next motherfucking town over and take my goddamn pick? And are they going to follow the rules and be like, all right, let's do this thing?
Yeah, but like, they're going to be like, well, all right, fine. But next year, you got to actually carry me in the contest. What if you got to carry them? And if you don't win, you lose them.
Bro, look, all I need to do is carry them the first year. The next year, I'll be done and tired of them anyway, so I'll fucking throw them.
That's fucked. What if you end up really liking them?
Well, then I'll try and carry them as long as they didn't put on a bunch of weight.
Damn, that's fucked. That's their retaliation is getting fucking fat.
Like, God, I don't want to be married to
them. God, this guy sucks.
Bring on the Twinkies. All right. Does it get more fucked up? Like, are we just going to progressively? We've gone from child endangerment to kidnapping.
Well, see, we started off at one, and now we're heading the opposite direction. So, next one is called Holi. It's celebrated in India. And I might be pronouncing it wrong. I'm sorry for anybody.
What is the spelling?
H-O-L-I.
I mean, that's close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The Hindu festival of Holi is known for the colorful powder throwing and water fights. It is also a celebration of spring and the victory over good over evil.
Some motherfuckers just out here throwing powder, huh?
Yeah, fucking throwing powder, having water sports. I don't know.
Bro, I think that'd go a whole lot different in the U.S.
Yeah, you're right. Why is all the powder white? Why are y'all fucking angry? I'm skipping number four for a reason, and when you decide to end this episode, we'll go back to number four.
Hold on, why?
Because it's funny.
But funny is our wheelhouse.
I understand, but I want to end on a really good note.
Oh, okay, you want to end with four, okay.
Yeah, we're going to end. So number five is cheese rolling in England.
I've heard of this. Yes. I've seen it.
In the town of Clockenshire.
What town was it?
I don't fucking know.
Clockenshire.
You sound like you're
getting a hawker out.
Yeah, it's England, not Germany. Participants chase a wheel of cheese down a steep hill. The first person to reach the bottom wins the cheese. The tradition started back in the 1800s.
How bored is a motherfucker? You know, how competitive does a motherfucker gotta be? You see this wheel of cheese?
I don't think it was necessarily competitiveness or anything like that. They probably had just like, you know, all of our cows are dying, so we only had enough milk to make one cheese. And everyone's like, well, I want the fucking cheese.
So let's just get it real dirty.
All right, guys, you see that big hill up there? Yeah, we're gonna roll the cheese down. First one to grab it wins. And then just like the next year when the, you know, cheese harvest happened, they were like,
man, I really miss chasing cheese.
They were like, hey, how much cheese you got? They're like, we actually got two rolls this time. So we have a first place and a second place. They're like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Man, that gives up chasing cheddar, bro.
Yeah.
Chasing cheddar. Disregard the women and chase money.
In this picture they have on the internet, it is only men doing this thing. And, like, only one of them looks like they're actually running. Everybody else looks like they're falling. Next up is Fama Dihana in Madagascar.
Okay. It looks like they're carrying a mummy.
Yeah, here we have a funeral tradition coming from a Malagasy tribe. Relatives and friends of the deceased will dance with the body, their way of celebrating life. But get this, they do this every 7 years, meaning they dig up the body.
Is this take what this it says?
Take it for a quick dance sesh and bury it. Wait 7 years, dig it up again. Wow.
How are they deciding who they dig up?
You dig it up every 7 years.
The same body?
Yes.
But how do they decide that body? When does the next body get decided? Or have they been digging up the same motherfucking body?
No, bro. Like, okay, you died this year, so we're going to dance with you to your grave, drop you in it. In 7 years, on this day, we're going to dig you up, dance for a little bit, and drop you back in the hole. 7 more years, we're going to pop you up and do it again. So every day, if you have 365 fucking homies
that all die on a different
all
day.
All die on a different day, you're dancing with a dead body every day.
Could you imagine being the one left out? Like, oh, we don't dance with his corpse.
I would be dead, so I wouldn't care, but in heaven or hell.
But would you be like, man, am I going to be the homie that nobody digs
this
up?
This is a crime in the United States.
Oh, I know. Like, to me, like, they're handling, that's not in a coffin or nothing. No, that's a fucking
paper bag, bro. Not even, that's a sheet.
Yeah, they wrapped this motherfucker, they TP'd this motherfucker, and now they're carrying and dancing him around. Dude, his fucking toes and feet start falling off, like a fucking finger pops down. Like, what if you're dancing with that motherfucker and his hand just drops down and goes right in your mouth or something?
Yeah, that's fucked.
So fucked. Eyeball pops out. Like, do they take the eyeball, put it back in that motherfucker?
After 7 years, it's probably gone.
What's left? Their fingernails start popping off. Just bones, some bones and a little bit of hair.
I mean, you put them in a fucking bag and, you know, hope it stays the rough shape of a body, which it wouldn't. But
how long before you can no longer dance with this motherfucker, though?
Fucking, I don't know. It depends on the casket, I assume.
Bless you.
Thank you. Next up is the Mary Laud, and that's LWYD. I don't know how else to pronounce it. It's in Wales.
Leard?
Sure. Lead. Lied.
Something.
Wide.
All right.
I don't know. It's Wales. This is a Welsh Christmas tradition. This one involves playing around with a horse skull.
Are those strigas?
Strigas. No. It's a horse skull.
Okay.
First, it is decorated, and then it's placed on a stick, and the person carrying the stick is covered with a white sheet as an impromptu costume, and they walk through local villages door to door asking to be allowed inside. What they do inside those houses, I don't know, because the article doesn't tell me.
Huh.
But they're going to pick up a horse skull, dress it up, wear a white sheet like a ghost, and fucking like, hello, sir, can I come in?
This is all just a ruse so they can snatch the ladies and carry them away and then jump over babies with them. That bitch just cold-cocked her. What is this?
So this is Takanaku in Peru. Again, I apologize if I mispronounce any of these.
I don't. It's funny trying to watch him sound this shit out.
Yes. This is the Andean region of Peru. On Christmas Day, people participate in traditional fist fighting competition called Tanakio. The purpose? To settle disputes from previous years.
Like, bitch, you didn't get me enough for Christmas last year.
I guess.
I'm gonna mollywop the fuck out you.
Yeah. And what's fucked up is it looks like a young girl against an older woman.
That older woman is getting fleeced.
Yeah, she got fucking nailed. Number 10, the burial of the sardine, Spain. Known as...
Is that a sardine right there?
That's a sardine.
It's so big. I thought sardines were little.
It looks like a like toy almost.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was going to look like a penis, because it does kind of look like a red rocket from a pit bull or something. It looked like a little dog wiener. Well, a big dog wiener. Like, look at it. It's got the little red tip coming out. Like, you just want to flick it. You ever flicked a dog's wiener? Have you?
No.
Oh, so that's weird?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I haven't done it either.
You're fucking stupid.
You never flicked a dog. You can't tell me.
No, I can look you in the eye. I've never flicked a dog's wiener.
You ever flicked a dog in the balls?
No.
What?
No, I've never done
that. I know, that would be dumb to do, right? I don't know who would do something like that.
All right.
So it looks like a dog penis. Sorry, I'm done.
Are you over it?
No, but for the sake of moving on and hearing about burying dog dicks.
No. The burial of the sardine. This tradition marks the end of the carnival season and other events. This is when a fun funeral... What? This is when a fun funeral takes place with the sole purpose of burying a fish by the fountain of the birds. It ended with a ceremonial burning of the fish figure, usually a sardine. It is celebrated on Ash Wednesday and is a way of burying the past so people can move on with a newfound strength and happiness.
What came first? What do you think God created first? The sardine or the dog dick?
Shut up, Tyler. I'm over you.
Like, one had to have been modeled after the other. Which came first? It ain't as deep as the chicken and the egg. It's just something humping your leg, bro.
Your whole face is twitching because you're trying not to laugh.
All right, let's move on.
Hexyhood in England. And this is a small town in Lincolnshire. A game is played on the 12th day of Christmas where players try to push a leather tube to their pub with opposing teams trying to push it to theirs.
A leather tube?
Yeah, just a roll of leather.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they win because it doesn't say, but like you're just a fucking leather tube, like, hey, we're going to get it to my pub and you're going to try to get it to yours, but this is the, and they push it.
That sounds to me like a good reason to go out and drink. Let's do one more before we go to four.
Okay. Let's see. Carrying your pregnant wife over burning coal in China.
Again, this sounds like a real sketchy idea.
The whole point of this tedious tradition is to ensure your wife will have a smooth delivery and that the baby will be healthy. In case the husband fails to do so...
Geez, yeah.
In the case that the husband fails to do so, the baby is apparently doomed.
No shit.
That's hilarious.
Where was the baby jumping at?
Let's see if that was also China. No, it was Spain.
Spain.
It was Spain.
So imagine being born in China, right? You've already gone through some shit, right? Like, mm-hmm. your dad done carried you over coals while you was still a little fetus inside your mom, right?
And then you moved to Spain.
Just so said dad can jump over you? Like, don't you think the two of you have been through a... You know,
that didn't
dump?
Say anything about the dads. It just said about, like, some dude dressed up as a devil.
Oh, well, you better hope it's the more athletic
first you gotta
parent.
Walk over hell, then you
also,
gotta let
it's not even your parents jumping over you?
It didn't say.
You're
it
letting a motherfucking stranger jump over you?
It didn't say. It did not specify.
You better hope that motherfucker likes kids. You know what I'm saying?
That would be hilarious.
Because if he didn't, it's like, who's they're fucking sitting in the fucking, like...
All right, wait a minute. That's Shannon's baby? Yeah, fuck Shannon, fuck dude. Shannon. She's a bitch.
The world don't need another Shannon.
He just like lateral fucking elbow straight down on the baby. Which one's hers? That one? Fuck yeah, dude.
Macho man style.
I'm gonna hit that shit.
Do they just sit in their fucking like town hall like, all right, guys, who's jumping over the kids this year?
We need a volunteer to jump over the babies.
And it's infants, right? Like, it's not even toddlers.
No, they're infants, dude.
Bro. I mean... I guess babies are resilient. All right, what's number four? From here, it looks like it's either a penis or a uterus.
All right, so Kanemaru, Matsuri, Japan.
We love Japan.
Yes, we do. This festival is also known as the Festival of the Steel Phallus.
The steel...
Participants...
That is a metal dick. Right? Yes. A steel phallus is a fucking metal... Okay.
Participants parade through the streets of Kawasaki carrying a giant pink penis statue and eating phallic-shaped foods. The festival is meant to promote fertility and protection against sexually transmitted infections.
All right. Again, many questions. First of all, Japan is a rather conservative country. Right?
Yeah, sure.
It's not?
So, they have porn that is like...
Blurred out.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So, like, the only part of porn that is blurred is quite literally the vagina and penis. That is it. And that is because it is used reproductively. Like, they don't, you know, they don't emphasize it for pleasure or anything like that. However, titties and butthole, A-OK. Like, nobody gives a flying fuck. And porn is readily available everywhere.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I could go to 7-Eleven and pick it up. And it wouldn't be...
In Japan?
Yes. And it wouldn't be like...
Wrong country.
It wouldn't be in like...
A protective case?
No, it wouldn't be.
Just everybody can see it.
Everybody could see it. Now, it was sitting behind something to where like all you saw was like, you know, adult XXX or whatever. You know what I mean? Like you saw the headline. Okay, that's what that magazine is. And right in front of it be like People Magazine or whatever.
Damn, it's just right there, huh?
Yeah, it's right there.
Right next to Better Homes and Gardens.
Yes, anybody could pick it up. And like when I went to the comic book store, there was just like, you know the pedo bear meme? No? It's just like a cute little teddy bear that's like saying like very fucked up things. And they call it the pedo bear. Well, there's that exact image over top of a sign that had like under 18, no entry. I'm over 18. What's behind this black curtain? And I walk in and it's just fucking pornography.
Just hentai everywhere.
I mean, they had a section.
In the comic book store?
In the comic book store. But this is not a joke.
So the Japanese are over here wilding out. Carrying around giant phalanxes and shit.
In the comic book store, they were selling...
Comic book store?
Comic book store, dude. It was a fucking... It was a dildo shop. Like, they had sex toys.
Look.
Fucking everything.
I need to emphasize that we are the only two in the room right now.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, for outside the very beginning of this segment, we are the only two in the room.
Okay. Yeah, there's no one. Yeah, we're good. But nah, yeah, like that was the back half of the comic book store was a sex shop.
That's wild.
It was very unexpected. And what, like...
I'm in the wrong country, bro. Man.
I don't know. They are conservative, as in they don't talk to a lot of people. They're not very... outgoing, I would say, but fine, cool beans, whatever. But like, they are definitely like, hey, check out this sex. And there was, in all seriousness, dude, there were DVDs that I was uncomfortable looking at. Me. I was like, I picked one up because I'm like, there's no way that's what I think it is. And as soon as I picked it up and turned it around to look at the back, I was like, that's exactly what I think it is. I put it back and I'm like, I need to go wash my hands. I'm not going to disclose what those were and what I'm not going to disclose exactly what I saw because that's how disgusted of it I am. Like, and that's not a joke, dude. That's not me not fucking with nobody. That's dead ass serious.
All right, well, in that case, book the plane ticket. That's all we got for today. So in the meantime...
In the between's time.
Easy peasy, Japanesey, take me pleasy. Cue the music, we out.